far. Don't go far. We were children once, and little did we care about the dangers we might find.
The album, This Life, and Curtis Steiger's heading out on tour next month. One of his stops going to be right in the Port City, Portsmouth, April 29th. Great, wonderful facility downtown, right in markets, right near, right on downtown Portsmouth, this Friday, right? Jimmy's and Jazz Blues Club. Great family that's done this. Passion for music. And if he hasn't been there, I guess, I think he's going to be pretty blown away by this brand new facility. They've been working on that place in downtown Portsmouth about 2 years now. It's a former YMCA facility. They've totally retrofitted the LaBrie family into this incredible multi-level jazz facility with dining and great, great artists like Curtis. Curtis joins us, GMI Studios. Great, great stuff. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, that place sounds amazing. It's I've never been there, obviously, because it's new, and I've been sitting home for 2 years waiting for the pandemic to end. So my band and I are really excited to play there.
Well, Dr. Fauci says it's over here, so that's good. Hey, Curtis, where's home?
Okay,
where are you joining us from?
Good morning, New Hampshire. Idaho is calling. I'm here in Boise, Idaho. Yeah,
is that home?
Well, I grew up here. I moved to New York in 1987 when I was 21 years old, and I was there for 16 years. And in that time, I got a record deal and had some hit singles and, you know, had a kid. But moved back here in 2003 because my daughter was at that time three, and we were, you know, New York just wasn't, it just didn't work anymore, both with having a kid, and it was right after 9/11. So
I brought her back to
raise her here, but now she went back to New York because she's going to college. She's abandoned me, and she's living my dream life back in New York.
Well, you know what? I bet you have no regrets. And hey, it's real interesting. We had a Hollywood friend of mine on, an actor who's written a great book. But we're talking about Bruce Willis because he had done Armageddon. He was his stand-in, but he's done a lot of movies, Larkin Campbell. And we're talking real quick, because someone told me this. Did Bruce Willis years ago, did he also move to Idaho for a while with his family?
Yeah, he still, you know, officially lives in Idaho. It's up
a lot of people
up near
know
Sun
that.
Valley, Idaho.
He and
Demi Moore, when they were still married, moved up there to Haley, Idaho, and he actually owned a club, a cool music club. He refurbished a place and turned it into a place that, like, national, international acts came through.
All right, let's talk about Curtis Steiger's. Now, you have some connection, Corey was telling me, to the, even though I can't believe how long it's been, The Bodyguard, the movie with Whitney Houston, and, of course, it was a pretty cool movie. Did you have some music in there?
Right after my first record came out, and I was offered a track on that CD, on the soundtrack, and so I recorded a song that I knew as an Elvis Costello song, but it was actually written by Nick Lowe, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, and that album 5 million copies thanks to Whitney Houston's 5 hit singles. So I, you know, both Nick Lowe and I, we rode Whitney's coattails to 45 million copies sold. It was pretty amazing.
Where does it all come from, Curtis? Were you born with it? Just a passion for composing, creating music, art? Tell us sort of the growing up.
Well, you know, my mom was, she always had the radio on. She was always singing in the car. So I have to say radio had a lot to do with my love for music. We'd drive around and harmonize to the radio. And back then in the 70s, it was, they played everything on the radio. They played pop, they played soul, they played heavy, you know, they played metal, they played Led Zeppelin, and, Gladys Knight and the Pips, you know. So I fell in love with records. The first album I bought was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road when I was in third grade. And by the time I was done with high school, I realized really music was the thing that I loved, and it was about the only thing that I did really well. And so I'm very lucky. I get to do what I love to do, and I get paid for it. It's pretty amazing.
Great career. And have you ever been to Portsmouth before or New Hampshire?
I've been to New Hampshire. I used to play. I used to play at when I lived in New York City early on before I had a record deal. I would pile four musicians in a van and drive to Dartmouth and play at frat parties. So,
I may have heard you. that's funny.
I had a lot of leather bottom shoes that smelled like beer, you know, because there was always about an inch of beer on the floor at those things. But no, I've never played in Portsmouth. I'm really excited. It looks gorgeous. It looks like a lovely place.
It's a neat place. What's J-Dog? I'm going to give you a minute to queue up. I Wonder Why, Curtis's 1991 hit. I Wonder Why. If you have it, you have it already. Let's have a listen for a minute. Yeah. Take it away. Crank it up.
Love is a hunger that burns in my soul, but you never notice the pain. And love is an anchor that won't let me go. I reach out to hold you, but you push me away.
And the album, This Life Coming Out, Curtis Steiger's on tour. He's coming to Portsmouth this Friday at the Jimmy's and Jazz Blues Club. Curtis, I have to ask you, because I live, let's just say, in and around Portsmouth. And when I'm working out in the afternoon, I call it my slash walk, trek, run. I see the big tour buses that come in, and they're big, because we have a lot of big artists that will come to the Portsmouth Music Hall, for example. You're coming to the Jazz Club. And they'll fill half a street. Is that how you travel?
Not anymore. I've been on a lot of big tour buses over the years, but these days, you know, the jazz world is considerably different. We don't really have a crew. It's just five of us in a. I will be driving probably a big, you know, like a big Chevy, you know, one of those giant SUVs. It's big enough to carry five guys and their bags. But no, we will not be in an ostentatious tour bus. I never liked those things anyway, because you got to sleep like you're in a coffin. It's a pretty brutal existence. I'd rather get in the car and see where I'm going, you know?
Well, if you get a chance to get here early on Friday, I know the family that owns the Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, the LaBreeze. They have great restaurants in and around there, the River Downtown or Atlantic Grill in Portsmouth. But if you get a chance, Petey's on the seacoast. You should get here early, enjoy the downtown. It's, you know, shops, and you're right on the working harbor, the tugboats, great seafood, and enjoy Portsmouth a little bit if you can on Friday or Saturday. But listen, best of luck to you. Thanks for sharing time, Curtis, and we look forward to the new album, This Life.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.